So when I came back home, she was like, "You cry during NDP, is it? The first time you cry in front of the whole country, ah." Then I was like, "Yeah, yeah. Anything else?" She was like, "Nothing." "Hi guys, I'm the crying man for NDP, and this is one of my costumes for the NDP. This jacket and the pants are both made with leather. The inside wear is made with a thin fabric. My name is Ang Kwai. I'm 17 years old. I'm a PR. I'm from Myanmar, but I was actually born and raised here. I remember at first I was shocked. I wanted something like a star moment like this, but I didn't expect it to be like this specific moment. It was kind of like post-concert depression. Like, you don't want to leave this place and you want to continue performing. And then like, I remember when I was younger, when I went back to Myanmar, I remember my grandmother's asking me like, "Oh, is Singapore really stressful for you? Or like, are you doing well in Singapore?" I always tell them, "Yes, I'm fine in Singapore." The last time I saw them was when I was around 12 or 11 years old, before they both passed away. Because one of them lives in the village area of Myanmar, which my parents didn't allow me to go because it was very dangerous for me, especially with the military coup and all that. My grandmother on my mother's side, she passed away due to a hip injury in the middle of COVID, so I couldn't see her at all. I couldn't attend her funeral anyways, and I just remember both of them, like, they're saying like, if Singapore's too stressful for you, you can come back to Myanmar. And I just remember like, this is like the moment I show them like that Singapore has been good to me, that I feel happy here, that I am comfortable living here. And it's just that they've also wanted to see me perform before they like leave the world. And it was just at that moment like, I was like thinking like, hopefully y'all are seeing it now, hopefully y'all are seeing it from wherever y'all are. I know people say like, "Oh, once you gain fame, your attitude will start changing and all that," but to me, it was just a small little meme that went viral. And like, I know next year there's gonna be another person that's gonna cry and get interviewed as well. But like, I really am proud of myself in that moment. And I know I would serve my nation proudly wherever I go, whether it's in National Day or in the army as well.